A couple minutes later, she followed him. Whatever he'd prepared smelled delicious. He moved around the kitchen, unsure. She raised her eyebrows while she watched him. He caught the gesture and looked embarrassed.
Most of the time I cheat and use magic so I can do something else. I haven't cooked manually in a while.
She looked at him wide-eyed, with her mouth gaped open. Even though he'd told her earlier they were witches, she was still having a hard time believing it. You cook with magic? Like they do in Harry Potter? That's so cool. I know you told everyone not to use it, but just show me a little something. I won't tell. Awe and childlike wonder permeated her voice. Cross my heart. She made the sign of the cross over her heart.
You heard everything, didn't you?
His eyebrow quirked upwards, daring her to lie. She gave him a sheepish smile and looked away before she continued talking about magic, in hopes he'd forgotten her listening to their conversation. I would be the ultimate multitasker if I was a witch. Say abracadabra and make the food magically appear on the plate or something. Willow was giddy with excitement. Eli chuckled.
I'm not a wizard. I don't say abracadabra.
He shook his head. His explanation confused her. What does that mean? I thought wizard was a name for a male witch. He sighed and put down the pot he was holding. That comment appeared to get his undivided attention.
You watch too much television. First, regardless of gender, we're known as witches. Those of us that practice white magic. Warlocks are witches that practice black magic. Wizards are charlatans, posers. They don't know magic, but are exceptional at trickery so they can give someone who doesn't know any better the illusion they do.
She digested the information he'd just given her. That's why everyone went silent earlier when Maddie referenced black magic. Because none of you practice it?
He nodded and picked up the pot of noodles. Yes. Now may I finish making dinner?
So you're not going to cook with magic? She was expecting him to do tricks and wow her. Disappointment marred her brow when he didn't whip out a magic wand or say a spell.
You just said so yourself, that you overheard me tell everyone magic is off limits.
Her shoulders slumped in discontent and she pouted. You can't even do a tiny little spell.
Nope.
She rolled her eyes. Great. A witch who can't do any spells or magic.
Eli looked offended. I didn't say I can't do magic. I'm just unable to do any at this time.
Uh-huh. He bristled her disinterest, and she had to hold back a sly grin. Wizard, she mumbled under her breath, knowing it would get a rise out of him.
I'm not a wizard. I can do magic.
If she lit a match and threw it at him, he would have gone up in flames, he was fuming so hard. Whatever. Maybe she'd just.